From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Travelers to the United States from eight countries will face new restrictions under a revised travel ban order signed by President Trump on Sunday. The new rules, which take effect on October 18th, affect citizens of Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. American officials said these countries have refused to share information about terrorism and other issues with the United States. The announcement late Sunday came as Trump's previous temporary ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority countries was expiring 90 days after it went into effect. The earlier order had barred citizens of Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. unless they had a, quote, credible claim of a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the United States. Well over 100 players, coaches, and owners throughout the National Football League defied U.S. President Trump on Sunday by kneeling and linking arms in solidarity instead of standing when the national anthem was played at the beginning of their games. Trump was asked if his own actions were inflaming racial tensions. He said, "No, this has nothing to do with race. I've never said anything about race." His Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also defended the president.
The NFL has all different types of rules. You can't have stickers on your helmet. You have to have your jerseys tucked in. I think what the president is saying is that the owner should have a rule that players should have to stand in respect for the national anthem.
The athletes said their protest is intended to draw attention to disparities in the treatment of racial minorities in the U.S. This is VOA News.